This is Wilfred Graves. Do you realize just how much God loves you? Jesus' death on the cross teaches us a lot about the love and grace of God. Be blessed by this short sermon clip.
Think about it, saints. Jesus literally gave up everything for us. He laid aside the comforts of heaven and the privileges of being God in order to become a man. While he was on earth, he selflessly and sacrificially ministered to every form of human brokenness. He preached the good news to the poor. He healed the brokenhearted. He gave sight to the blind and hearing to the deaf and mobility to the crippled. He fed the hungry and clothed the naked, and he freed people from demonic captivity. And beyond all of that, he suffered and died a cruel death that he did not deserve, so that we can enjoy a relationship with his Father that we did not deserve. Amen? Christ took our defeat and he gave us his victory. Christ took on our misery and he gave us his joy. Christ took on our sickness and he gives us his divine health. Christ took our sin, our pain, our punishment, and our death so that we could take on his life. Amen? Jesus Christ took upon himself the shame and the awful consequences of sin so that we could enjoy eternal life. Tell your neighbor now, that's love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that's love. Yes, indeed. When we come to the realization that Christ suffered and died in our place, then we can't help but to become overwhelmed by the love of God. According to John 3:16 and 17, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, or his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting or eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And Romans 8:32 asked rhetorically, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? In other words, if God gave his son to us, and the Son gave his life for us, then there is no good thing that heaven has to offer that shall be withheld from us. Amen? Amen? Do you need joy tonight? Then joy is available to you because Jesus Christ is the source of joy. Amen? Do you need peace tonight? Then peace is available to you because Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. Do you need spiritual or physical healing tonight? Then healing is available to you because Jesus Christ is the healer and the great physician. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed, or by his wounds healing has come to us. Do you need salvation on tonight? Then salvation is available to you because Jesus Christ is the Savior who rescues us from sin, Satan, and every other thing that diminishes or destroys us in our spirits, our minds, our bodies, our relationships, and other aspects of our humanity. The Lord literally gave his very best to secure our salvation. Somebody ought to give a hand clap of praise to him for that. Amen?
Learn more about God and living the Christian life at wilfredgraves.org.